Hello, Michelle.
Good morning, Neil.
What's happened?
How are you? I'm Barbara's neighbour,
Yeah.
and I'm the meat in the sandwich because it all started at my place with one of my three Jack Russells being bitten
Oh, yeah.
back on the 16th, and she died. And only the morning, about a day and a half later, my neighbour's two dogs were both bitten and killed by another tiger snake. And both those, they were young snakes because they're only like about 2 foot.
Yeah.
And then approaching all the other neighbours and trying to warn them and let them know things are on the move, there was one killed over directly opposite. So just about all of us have had a snake in our backyard. And then Wednesday, a week ago, Barbara got bitten moving her wheelie bin.
And have you seen snakes in the area before or in these
Not
numbers?
as bad as this. We usually get one a year, and prior to that was probably about 7 years before that, that I had an encounter with one. But what our problem is, we live between the Cranbourne Racecourse. We've
Yeah.
got an area of bush which then borders the back of the
Okay.
botanical gardens, and
Okay.
the joint is lousy with them.
And your dog died.
My dog died. My beautiful Zeppy died, and it's very sad. And I've still got two beautiful dogs left, but
Watch
we
them.
are now on really tenterhooks. We don't let them out at night. We take
Yeah.
them out
No.
for do their business, and they're locked in at night in
All
their
right.
special.
Well, Michelle, you can be sure if a dog's going to get bitten, a Jack Russell will be at risk because they love to take on snakes. In fact, I know the son of a friend of mine. He had two Kelpies locked up in a shed. He came home and found one of them dead with a mauled tiger snake next to it. The snake had been trying to get to the chooks.